Hello.
Hi, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Fred, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. We spoke earlier in the week about first page Google placement. And you asked me to call you back today. You were going to cancel 411 Local.
Do you remember speaking with me? Yeah, I totally remember. I did spoke to one of them. But they supposedly they supposedly transferred me to the manager. So the manager didn't get back to me.
Okay.
So right now I'm in the middle of that transition.
Okay.
I didn't really want their services at all.
Okay. So are you ready to sign up for these services? Because we're looking to fill this spot in your area as soon as possible.
Well, once I'm done with them, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And when do you expect to be done with them?
Yes. Well, as soon as, I have to push them and call them back and go after them. Because I've been waiting pretty much in about a week. And he was like, no, I don't know why you want to cancel. And I told him, well, because obviously you're not doing any.
Right. You're not doing what you said you're going to do, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, tell me how I can help you.
Well, right now at this point, I have my hands tight until I talk to the manager and see what he's gonna tell me or when he can cancel all the campaign or whatever they're doing.
Yeah, you can cancel it any time. You just gotta be firm with them because they're gonna keep tagging you on, and so that they can get another month out of you. That's why they're doing that.
Oh.
So you have to be like super firm with them and tell them you're gonna call your bank if they don't cancel your service, because they're just trying to wait until it builds again. I've heard this out of this company tons of times. So what they do is they try to get it to wait till it builds again, and then they're like, oh, are you sure you don't want to just use the month that you already paid for? Because we can't refund it. And then, bam, you know what I mean? You're stuck again. You can't do anything else again. So I hear it time and time again. So you're going to have to really put your foot down with them and be firm.
Oh, okay, well, thanks for letting me know that.
Yeah.
Because, it was kind of weird because I go like, well, if I wanted to cancel, why do you need the
manager?
Mm-hmm. And I said, I just want your services. It's not helping me at all.
Yeah, stop charging me. Right. Yeah, you're going to have to be super firm with them because I see them do this a lot of times, Fred. And then that's how they take, especially 411 Local, and that's how they take advantage of you guys. Because they're like, oh, well, it's just, you know, you already paid for it, so you can't cancel yet. And you can cancel whenever you want. They can't hold your credit card hostage. You could call your bank. You could tell them stop payment on it. And that's that. And that's canceled.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting me know. Because, it's kind of frustrated that they tell me, oh, yeah, he's going to get back to you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm still waiting. But yeah, I think that's what's going on, what you're telling me, because last time I canceled with them, he goes like, well, and it was one of the managers. He goes like, oh, you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to give you 3 months for $99, and then that way you can take advantage of that. And honestly, I just work. I'm not behind.
Right.
You know,
chasing it around, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but you deserve proper representation on there and that website. I know you're not happy with the website either. So, you know, we want to help you out and get you the proper representation, but I understand you want to cancel that first, but I'm just telling you, Fred, that I can guarantee that's what's going on. They're trying to be sneaky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm telling you, last time I already canceled with them once.
Right. You don't have a sign-on online? You don't have the ability to sign on online? Like with a username and a password for their services?
I don't know. Not that I know. Let me check. See. Maybe. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Because you should have some type of sign-on where you're able to log on and you could tell them from there, listen, I want to cancel, or you guys need to, or I'm going to call the bank and have them charge it back. Because when they hear that, then they cancel the service. You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you tell them you're going to call your bank, then they're going to be like, oh my gosh, we better call them right away. Because they're just trying to wait to charge you more money. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of makes sense, yeah.
I bet.
Okay. Yeah.
So tell me, when should I follow up with you, Fred?
Well, it's got to be sometime next week because we're almost Friday, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about Tuesday?
Tuesday or Wednesday? Hopefully by then.
Okay, I need to get this. My supervisor like wants me to get this taken care of, so I need to make sure that I get this squared away. I mean, you want this spot, right?
I mean, if you're saying that it works, I mean, I want to try it.
Right. It does work, and it's all month to month. There's no contract, and you get a portal. So the reason I'm asking if you have a portal to sign on with them is because, like, my company, we give you a portal to sign on to be able to track all the results. You can call or text us anytime from the portal. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, of course, you have my direct phone number and extension line and all that stuff, too. But the way it's designed is so that way you can access your account at any time and you're able to track the results of the package. So it's completely different than what you're like experiencing right now. 100% different.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sure. Let me get this call real quick.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.